Continue our examination of the book of Psalms, and we're going to take a running gallop, if you will, through Psalm 126, not just because I'm hungry, but also with doing two funerals this week, and VBS yesterday and all this morning, my brain hurts. So let's look at Psalm 126. You might want to call this one Bringing in the Sheaves. You may remember that song, Bringing in the Sheaves, sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontime at the dewy eve. We're waiting for the harvest at the time of reaping. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Now that song was written by a gentleman, Knowles Shaw was his name, and he called himself the singing evangelist. He was an evangelist in Indiana in the 1800s, and he was a farmer and a gospel preacher, and he would sing while he would preach. Let us examine our Psalm 126 very quickly. It is a song of degrees. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Possibly, this may have happened around the time when Cyrus told the Jews they were going to go home from that long period of captivity, when they would finally go home. They spent 70 years in captivity, and so it seemed almost unbelievable. If you notice in verse 1, he says, it's as if we're dreaming. Maybe you've had a moment where you tell somebody, if I'm dreaming, don't pinch me, don't wake me up. Everything is just going as great as it could be. That's probably the feelings that the Israelites had when they were told, you can go on home. There is joy. There is rejoicing. There is laughter. There is singing. The Lord has done great things. I'm reminiscent of all the times in the book of Acts someone was converted. Because there is great rejoicing. There is happiness when one turns from wickedness to Christ. Look at verse 4. It says, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams to the south. Turn again. It may be that this psalm was written in anticipation of their return from Jerusalem and that they had fallen into captivity again. But perhaps this was all because they had not all returned the first time. And they were just looking forward to the great migration of Jews back to Jerusalem. And that latter part, as the streams that flow to the south, geographically speaking, would go dry during the summer. And so flow with the early rains for fall planting. Latter rains would bring forth that harvest into that spring. Verse 5, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth and bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Here's a great biblical lesson on sowing and reaping. More familiar with the passage of Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever man sows, that will he also reap. He that sows the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows the life will of the life reap life everlasting. Of the Spirit reap life everlasting. One of my favorite verses in the entire Bible is 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 6, where Paul says, I have planted. Paul says, Apollos has watered, but God gave the increase. We're familiar with sowing and we're familiar with reaping. But as we close, look at verse 6. That phrase, precious seed. Precious seed because it's costly. It's precious seed because so much are dependent on it. They're weeping for a grain of bread, but they've cast it forth. We have that precious seed. Are you ready for the biblical evangelic plan? Sow the seed and hope for a good harvest. Like a gospel meeting that we've got coming up is a good harvest. And that last line, bringing the sheaves with him. How does bringing the sheaves end? Going forth with weeping, sowing for the master, we shall come rejoicing when we're bringing in the sheaves. We can bring in the sheaves. This will be a good motivation for our upcoming gospel meeting. But also as a way to extend a second invitation to the Lord this morning, if you've been pondering your life, thinking about how you've been living in conjunction with what you've been studying, and it doesn't match up with the Bible, you need to come back. You need to obey the gospel, or you need to repent of sins. If we can help you in any way, please let it be known while we stand and sing.